This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve has valves and levers that help determine what we pay to borrow money and what we earn on many investments. Fed policymakers are meeting today and tomorrow to decide if the U.S. economy is strong enough for higher interest rates. Let me say flat out, the Fed will raise interest rates tomorrow. But what then? Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
As far as the market is concerned, a quarter percentage point rate hike is already being priced into expectations. John Canale is chief economic strategist at LPL Financial.
Right now, there's a remarkable degree of agreement between the Fed and the market for next year, which has not been the case for a while.
Last year, Canale says the Fed forecast as many as 8 rate hikes in 2016. The markets thought there'd be 2. So chalk one up for the markets. The Fed's predicting 2 for next year. And if the economy exceeds expectations,
then it's possible that the Fed might even sneak in a third quarter point increase.
So says CoreLogic chief economist Frank Nothaft. For the first time in years, he says the economy's close to hitting the Fed's 2% inflation target and might go even higher under President-elect Trump.
All the indications are that we are going to see more of a fiscal stimulus in 2017 and 2018.
That means things like infrastructure spending and tax cuts. Good for the economy in the short term, says Nothaft, until someone has to pay the bill. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.